You're listening to RazorCast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.
Hello, everyone. This is Liz Harvey coming to you from our studios in New York City, where we are dedicated to bringing you top-quality advice from many of the leading expert professionals across the U.S. In today's episode, we are speaking with chiropractor Dr. Greg Rubenstein. Dr. Rubenstein is the founder of 57th Street Chiropractic, located in the heart of Midtown Manhattan, where he has been practicing since 1993. He specializes in pediatric and family care, and Dr. Rubenstein is a longstanding member of the International Chiropractic Pediatric Association. He is now serving as president of the New York Chiropractic Council. For his hard work and dedication, he was selected as the recipient of the Beacon Award, which is the highest award given by the council, also known as the Chiropractor of the Year for New York State. He's done extensive work in Ethiopia, bringing pediatric chiropractic care to impoverished children. And Dr. Rubenstein is widely considered to be one of the top chiropractors in the U.S. and is also a contributing member of our national network of industry professionals. Today, we are going to talk about a very important topic, the benefits of postpartum chiropractic care. Hello, Dr. Rubenstein. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Liz. Thanks for being on with me again. I love chatting with you and sharing good information.
Yeah, well, today we're going to talk about topics that are right up in your wheelhouse, and I'm excited to get going. So let's get started. So my first question, how soon after birth would a mom have her baby examined by a chiropractor, and what would the chiropractor be checking for?
Well, those are great questions. The first thing, I'm going to actually answer the second part of that question first. What would the chiropractor be checking for? Anytime you visit a chiropractor, he should be checking or she should be checking for what's called a vertebral subluxation. And a vertebral subluxation is when one of the bones in the neck or the back is misaligned or it's not in its proper alignment with the vertebrae above it and the vertebrae below it. And what makes that important is that exiting from in between two adjacent vertebrae or those two bones are those delicate spinal nerves. That's how they exit from the spinal cord and then connect up to your heart, lungs, kidney, spleen, all those important organs. So you're always checking for what's called a vertebral subluxation, because when those bones misalign and they put pressure or irritate a nerve, that's going to change the way the nerve system functions. And since that nerve system is the master system controlling everything else on that baby's body in every stage of growth and development, it's important to have that checked as soon as possible. The earliest I've ever checked an infant was 6 hours old. That infant was one of my staffer's kids. She was born in the hospital. We went up to the hospital. We were invited in. And as soon as we had a moment, she just handed me the baby and said, check them. So that happens all the time. I always get asked, typically by moms who've done their pregnancy work with our office, are more likely to be the ones to request it because they have different education. But I always recommend as soon as possible, because if you're lucky enough to have your baby head down for 6 to 8 weeks before the birth, then that neck in the flex position, that can put a little stress in there. And then the subluxation can be, you know, really from the birth process. Once the baby's head crowns, usually the doctor is going to turn that head about 30 to 45 degrees in order to get the shoulders to align vertical with the birth canal. And the first subluxation can actually happen then. So we typically recommend to do it as early as possible. Just for the checkup, most of the time it's usually just a neck because these, you know, newborns haven't been weight bearing or exposed to stress, tension, or poor posture, but always the neck because that's where, you know, every nerve in the body passes through the ring of Atlas from top down. So it's very important to have a baby checked as soon as possible.
Okay. And can you discuss the benefits of chiropractic care for new moms during postpartum, specifically for their lower back, hips, and pelvis?
Absolutely. You know, during pregnancy, there's an increased load put on the body. Most moms are going to gain 25 to 30 pounds. The center of gravity is going to move anterior. Then you actually, you know, push this baby out. So between those three things, the pelvic floor has been stressed, stretched, and, you know, weight had been put on. And so it's pretty stressful. on the pelvic floor and on the lower back, the hips and pelvis. So getting them checked as soon as possible is going to alleviate any discomfort resulting from birth or from carrying. And, you know, one of the important things is to remember that, you know, chiropractic is always going to be good, you know, whether there's pain or not. Most people make the decision to visit a chiropractor based on how much pain they have. But really, postpartum, you're going to be lifting your baby, you're going to be carrying the baby, you're going to be bending forward and leaning over them to care for them, you'll be leaning over and breastfeeding. All those things put stress on mommy's neck and back, and if you add that to the existing stress into the lower back and hip and pelvis from actually carrying and delivering that child, it creates a perfect storm. And that can really put a lot of misalignment into the spine and cause a lot of physical stress and discomfort for the moms. And the other portion is, you know, just like we talked about the baby, the neuro-emotional part of it, you know, once moms have these kids, you know, there can be postpartum depression, you know, there's a lot of stress to caring for the new life. So some of these moms get depressed. And sometimes when we're working with the spine and balancing out the neural structures, we see a balance come to the sympathetic and parasympathetic, and that can lead to better emotional well-being for the mom as well. So there's a lot of reasons to get checked. Just the physical stress of, you know, caring for the new baby and the physical stress of carrying and delivering all lead up to the fact that, you know, moms need to be checked as soon as possible. Pre and postpartum equally is important.
And you did touch on this, but let's dive in a little deeper. So new moms often develop neck and upper back pain and poor posture due to bending over and caring for their new baby. So how can a chiropractor help them?
Well, really, you know, chiropractic is kind of universal and the approach is always the same. We detect and remove those misalignments, or what we call vertebral subluxations. When we find those vertebral subluxations, that's because the bone is not lined up properly. It's usually fixed or stuck in that abnormal position. And then we usually, with gentle pressure in a very specific direction at the right time, we can make the adjustment. And when we make an adjustment to the spine, it keeps the bones lined up, keeps the muscles and joints moving well, which improves the mechanics. When we have improved mechanics and better alignment, it keeps pressure off the nerve system. And the important thing is really not allowing these things to progress. Again, people wait till there's enough pain or discomfort before they get checked. And by then, you know, the postures are set up and these new biomechanical patterns have been accepted by the body, so it takes more time to undo them. So very important, just because of the, you know, new life, instead of just being vertical all the time, hunched over, putting strain on the neck, breastfeeding, lifting, carrying, all will create stress on the spine, which eventually will lead to those misalignments or subluxations. And with pressure on the nerve system, there's no way a mom could be as healthy as she can be. And again, it really helps with that neuro-emotional balance and, you know, keeps mom relatively happy and pain-free. And the happier and more pain-free, the better the parenting experience goes for both.
And that leads right to my next question. New moms are under a lot of stress. So how can chiropractors help prepare their bodies to handle the stress of being a new mother and stay as healthy as possible?
Well, we all know health is, you know, a properly functioning nerve system, because through our nerve systems, how we interface with the world. You know, right now I'm sitting down, I can feel my bottom in the chair, I'm talking, that's my nerve system. I can feel, you know, everything that's going on, it's my nerve system. I'm using my brain to make decisions, it's my nerve system. And when my nerve system gets excited from stress, my body cranks out a lot of adrenaline and cortisol. And adrenaline is, you know, keeping mom in fight or flight. And cortisol also does some things that are really important in the body. When your body's releasing a lot of cortisol, it actually shuts off the immune system and keeps the sugar in your bloodstream. So it prevents insulin from doing its job. And if we spend a lot of time in stress and we're in sympathetic overdrive, it affects our blood sugar regulation, and that can cause a host of health issues as well. But really, most importantly, is, you know, trying to get the body to deal with the physical manifestations of stress. When we're stressed out, the muscles are tighter. They might pull more. That can create more misalignment or more subluxations in the spine and put pressure on those delicate spinal nerves. And when the nerves are irritated and the mind is going nonstop, again, we're going to remain in that adrenalized state, which makes the muscles tighter, shuts off the immune system, doesn't really allow the body to heal. So whenever we have a lot of stress, chiropractors can't make the stress go away, but we can certainly help you with the physical manifestations of the stress, which are the tight muscles and, you know, the changing body chemistry. And by improving the input to the nerve system and getting pressure off those nerves, it helps the body rebalance those chemicals and keep you in good neural hormonal regulation. And that's what's most important for the new moms, is handling the stress of being the new mom as it comes at her, not waiting till there's enough pain or discomfort before they do that. So just keeping the mom on a nice even keel, making sure that she doesn't have any pain or discomfort that prevents her from caring for the infant to the best of her ability.
And lastly, lack of sleep plagues new mothers during the postpartum days. How can chiropractic care help women sleep better when they have the chance?
Well, we kind of touched a little bit on that. You know, the moms are under a lot of stress. These kids are constantly waking up and they're crying. And if you're a new mom and it's your first time and you don't know why the baby's crying, you know, that can put stress on you. And every time we have anxiety and worry and stress, it's going to affect our sleep cycles, right? Our sleep cycles, you know, when our bodies start cranking out the serotonin and the sleep hormones, you know, our body starts to shut down and goes, you know, to a good place and rest. And again, if we can stimulate more of the parasympathetic, which is more about, you know, resting, relaxing, and healing in the nerve system, and we do that typically by stimulating the areas in the upper cervical spine and down towards the lower part of the pelvis, which is the parasympathetics, it helps the mom just relax more and gives her better body chemistry and better neuroregulation, which should help her, you know, get into her sleep cycle a little bit better. And when a mom has less pain and less stress, she's generally happier, and that's going to balance the hormones, because when we're in dysregulation and we're under stress, you know, the mind is going too much, the body's, you know, adrenalized and has all these chemicals in it that, you know, aren't really prone to letting the mother sleep. So it's important. It's not a panacea. Chiropractic's not like a sleeping pill, and there's no guarantee if you come in and get adjusted that you're going to sleep like a baby for, you know, weeks on end. But it's really about making sure that these things don't accumulate and lead to bigger problems later. So sleep. You know, if the kid's yelling and screaming, well, you know, sometimes adjusting the kid will help calm that baby down as well and help with the colicky things, so moms can get some more sleep that way. But, you know, either way, when you're sleep deprived, your body chemistry is out of balance, and it just makes everything harder, and it's another form of stress, and chiropractic is a great way to help you deal with the physical manifestations of stress. The other thing is, you know, there are plenty of, you know, people who deal with, you know, postpartum depression and things, and people you can talk to, and moms groups and support groups. So it's always great to be connected on, you know, the mental and the physical level, because life is just a union of that, you know, mental intelligence and physical matter. And that's really what life is. But it's a hard thing for new moms, and we help a lot of moms really just get back to a good quality of life. And that gives me so much joy and satisfaction to see these moms coming in, you know, looking like a train wreck, and then, you know, after a couple of visits, looking better, having more energy, getting better quality sleep. So it's an honor to help those moms in need.
Okay, well, thank you, Dr. Rubenstein. We know you're busy, so I just want to thank you for all of your time and your help today.
Absolutely an honor. Thanks for having me on.
And for our listeners across the country, if you're interested in speaking with Dr. Greg Rubenstein, you can go online to www.chiropractormidtown.com or call 212-977-7094 to schedule an appointment. And on behalf of our team, we want to thank you for listening, and we look forward to bringing you more top quality content from our country's leading experts.
You've been listening to Razorcast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.